We'll carry on with the afternoon. Andrea Dixon, General Manager of Southern Dairy Hub, joins us. Andrea, good afternoon. Were you a fan of Robbie Williams? Are you still a fan of Robbie Williams?
That might be showing my age, eh?
Well, I'll put my hand up and say I remember this. We're in the Waikaiya pub one night, and they had this come on there, and the whole pub just went nuts, which is probably the last place you would have expected it. But, yeah, just music from years gone past, it just resonates, I suppose.
It does, yeah, it certainly does, because people lots of energy.
Absolutely, it does. As do field days. Southern Dairy Hub, how's everything been lately?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. We're a bit challenged with the rain, as most of Southland is. Grass growth is, not where we've wanted it to be, but it's good to see a bit of movement this week. So, yeah, we're looking forward to, the upcoming season.
The winter's treated you well there?
Not too bad. We had a few challenges heading into the lead up to winter with the wet conditions and things like that, but that sort of dried out a wee bit, so that was really, really good. So yeah, we're looking forward to the data that we've got coming off our winter systems trial as well, which we'll be able to share the next couple of months.
Yeah, so we're talking about the field day you're having there, September Field Day at the Southern Dairy Hub, the 12th of September. It's a Thursday, starting at 11 o'clock and includes lunch. Quite a bit happening that afternoon.
Yeah, there is a lot happening. We're really excited about our upcoming field day. While we're primarily a research farm, we've had quite a bit of feedback from the farming community around the importance to showcase demonstration. So our field day on Thursday the 12th, we're joining up with Ben Watson from Jeans, and with a real focus around dairy beef and how that fits into the farming system, both for the dairy farmer and the beef farmer.
Well, dairy beef's just so relevant, especially at the moment when you look at the prices that it's bringing too.
Yeah, that's right. And I think what we'll get out of the field day on Thursday is, what are the sides that we would select to be a profitable product for that grazier moving through the supply chain.
So we're talking about genetics during the afternoon as well. Just a bit of a brief rundown, mating plans to enhance genetic gain for dairy and beef calf revenue. Overview of findings from dairy beef progeny testing and performance genetics as well. It's interesting genetics though, wasn't it, Andrea, the way that it evolves over time?
Yeah, it certainly does evolve over time. And what's really important is just making those key decisions that are linked to profitability, both for you as a dairy farmer, but also for the person that's purchasing the product at the gate. What we will be doing on the day, we'll have a number of our own dairy beef calves on show because, we made some decisions in our mating plan last year linked to some of the sales from the dairy beef progeny trial. We've made some changes in our calf shed, so our farm manager, Ian Butler, will be covering that off as well.
When you say changes to the calf shed, what do you mean by that exactly?
Oh, well, we've made some changes to the infrastructure just around, putting a wall on and making it a warmer space, but also around our processes of feeding our calves. So, Ian will certainly cover that off on the day, as will AgBiz as well, just around some tips and trips.
So it's more like being ergonomic for the animals, which makes sense, I suppose. We talk about ergonomy, whatever you call it, if you're such a word.
Yeah, that's right. And some of these dairy beef animals are quite big animals. And so we need to treat them a little bit differently to ensure that, that they're in their best condition for the grazier to maximise profitability through the supply chain. So, Ben from Jeans, he'll be covering off quite a bit around performance genetics. That's his business. He's based up in the Waikato, but a farmer himself. He's got a traceability program through his own business. We'll also have Jason Archer from Beef and Lamb, which you sort of covered off a wee bit before. But that I'm excited about his presentation is he's going to present to us a wee bit around the vision of the future. So, how do we benchmark these bulls going through the supply chain? So therefore, the decisions that we make, that we can see the true profitability in that.
Of course, Alex Field's going to be there as well. He farms at Palmview at the Waipuna farm. And Elise Fletcher from New Zealand AgBiz. Regarding Elise, what's she going to be covering off?
She's just going to be covering off the tips and tricks, really, just around the transport of the animal and the transition of the animal from the dairy farm to the beef, through to the beef supplier as well.
Alex Field's a good guy too. From memory, he was Otago Southland rep and the Young Farmer of the Year comp a couple of years back.
Yeah, great guy. And we're really looking forward to, another farmer insight opportunity. So he's going to give us some information around maximising margins because that's what Palmo are doing. They've done quite a lot of beef bulls. And so we'll get some really good facts and figures in there around, how do we maximise that profit or that margin for the beef grazier. So on the field day, there'll be something for everyone, for the dairy farmer around which is the best beef sire to select that fits your dairy beef program. And then for the beef and sheep farmer, what are the things that they're looking for in the purchasing of that dairy beef animal to maximise profit.
Everything in general at the Southern Dairy Hub are pretty positive going ahead with the season?
Sure is, yeah. We're looking forward to another great season. We finished last season out in a really good position. So if you're wanting to find out more information in regard to what's happening on farm, visit our website, southerndairyhub.co.nz, or sign up for our newsletter, which we send out every 2 months as well.
Obviously, registrations, you want them before the day?
Yes, we are going to send out a link for registrations. So we're going to send that to info@southerndairyhub.co.nz. And Westpac have kindly offered to sponsor our lunch on the day as well. So it's always good to have a nice family lunch, especially if it might be a little bit cold. So you may need to bring your jacket.
Good on you, Andrea. Always great to chat on the muster. All the best for the field day. And here's some Robbie for you to belt out.
Thank you, Andy.
Andrea Dixon, General Manager, Southern Dairy Hub. Ergonomics is more a word than ergotomy. Very good England on my behalf there, but nonetheless, you know what it meant. So, Southern Dairy Hub, the 12th of September, it is a Thursday. Make sure you register, as Andrea said. Wednesday.